This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want is a great feeling. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can choose to bundle and save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go from the top. Let's go.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Nailed it. What a shot from Karl Anthony Towns. Towns drives the lane and he throws it down.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Three-pointer that's right between the eyes. Shay.
SGA. Name me another guy who's got a hard G and a soft G in the same last name.
Today's guests, SiriusXM NBA radio host Frank Isola, radio host and comedian Ricky Smiley, NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers insider Matt Maiocco, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. What is up, everybody? Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live in Los Angeles, California, on the Tuesday after Memorial Day. Hope everybody had a very safe and long weekend. We did, and we're back here on this program. Thrilled to be here on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have us. On the Infinity Sports Network, SiriusXM Channel 375. Good to see everybody here in studio as well. Good to see you, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Good to be seen, man. How are you?
DJ Mikey D is D's nuts. Yeah. What's going on, sir? How are you, Mike Del Tufo? TJ Jefferson, the candle is lit. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
It's great, and it's good to be seen.
We are all here and convened on this day, the Overreaction Monday podcast. We popped one out there. Hopefully you took it in on Memorial Day, and the YouTube channel for the Rich Eisen Show is also home for that. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show on all of that. And I also enjoyed watching the Knicks resurrect themselves in game three in Indianapolis, coming up with the third 20-point comeback of their postseason campaign. I didn't see that one coming, to be honest with you. I thought that thing was toast. The Oklahoma City Thunder up 3-1 after losing by 40 or more. They come back in game four and quiet the crowd in Minnesota. Frank Isola is going to be first up talking about all of that. Ricky Smiley is in studio. We have a lot in common. We watched the Alabama-Michigan game with interest last calendar year.
All right.
He's an Alabama fan. You and he have something in common too. Apparently, he's a big Cowboy fan. Ooh, T.J.
Yes,
Jefferson.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
And then we all have something in common with him. Marconi Award. So, you know, there's that. There is an I in Marconi and Rich and Eisen and Ricky.
And Chris,
Smiley.
And Michael, and
there you
Tammy
go. There you go. Good. There you go. Very good. We found it all.
Look at us.
We found it all.
I.
And then there's you, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Give us a call. I know a lot of folks like playing the win-loss game. We're open for business here. There's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. We've set everything up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, we are all big-time fans of the National Football League. And I know there's lots to talk about in the NBA, and we will do so on this program, including Luka getting slimmer.
Uh-oh.
So there's that. But we're all waiting on Aaron Rodgers. It's the biggest shoe that is yet to drop. The Pittsburgh Steelers fan base is waiting and no doubt wondering why he's not in yet.
Here, Coach.
Not here, Coach.
And
I know. Where is
basically what we're hearing from him are on podcasts of people that he likes. And as you know, that's his MO. If he likes you, he'll go on your show. If he doesn't like you, you know, go ahead and pound sand. He is like many people who are getting advanced in years. out of F's to give. And I feel like I'm one of them. Every single day we're here and wondering what's going on with him.
Here, coach.
And I can understand the frustration of Pittsburgh Steelers fans waiting for him, wondering if he's going to leave them in the lurch, wondering if he will essentially say, not interested, not coming. Enjoy Mason Rudolph. Cough up whatever prospects you need to in future drafts with draft choices to the Atlanta Falcons and go get Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of Steelers fans right now would say, let's do that. Why are we waiting on somebody who is a shadow of himself from what we saw on a consistent basis with the New York Jets? And somebody whose campaign last year looked like a guy coming off of an Achilles injury. Same thing with Kirk Cousins, by the way. But he's a few years younger than Aaron Rodgers. And honestly, I don't, as you know, we try to stay out of the what's Aaron Rodgers thinking lane quite a bit. Because nobody knows. Absolutely nobody knows. And until he shows up on a show of somebody who he likes, we don't know what he's thinking. So the reason why I'm mentioning this today is we heard from Rodgers over the weekend. A former Duke baseball player turned rapper, Mike Studd. Apparently, I guess Rodgers is a fan of him.
No relation to Big John.
Big John Studd.
Yeah, no relation.
Or something. Are we sure? There's no big relation?
You guys.
Not positive. I mean,
well, I mean, it's possible we rename this the Rich Studd Show.
I am down for that.
Are you really?
John Studd.
I'm feeling myself. You know, Luke is not the only guy in Los Angeles who's looking slimmer these days, you know, if I may, in my Roku purple today. But he appeared, I guess, at a concert of his, and there was a podcast to come out of it. I believe I'm getting all of the particulars correct. Was it in Austin, Texas as well? I think I read that. So
that makes sense with whose other show he appeared on last week.
Okay, that's right. So Rogan is out of Austin, Texas, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess he was making some rounds while he was down there. And there was questions from the audience, including one asking him if he would ever play for the Chicago Bears. Now, that's either poking the bear, if you will, or patently misinformed, because, you know, that ain't happening. It was asked of him, and it led to the answer that everyone's been talking about over the weekend.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security. Security,
can you take it easy on her?
But I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know. Not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
Ah, so it was a child who asked that question. I did not see that part of the chit-chat over the weekend.
Nice.
Okay. So, out of the mouths of babes come questions that give you the answer. Because you check on the schedule of a specific team, there is a Week 12 game at Chicago for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How about that?
So there's that. And that led to the whole conversation over the weekend of a bunch of Steelers fans who were like, okay, what's with the footsie here? Like, what's with the footsie? And again, we try to stay out of the Rodgers lane of what he's thinking. If you're in your early 40s and you don't want to spend part of your May and June, you know, throwing to teammates or things like that, which, by the way, he may be doing in his spare time anyway. That's one of those things where all of a sudden video will come out like, hey, I've actually been throwing with these guys and I just didn't tell you. But he's able to hang out in Austin, Texas, go on some podcasts, and When's he coming in? He did tell Rogan that there are some people in his life who are still ill. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what he's been spending his time with. So Steelers fans, one thing here, at least you can take out of this while you're waiting. While the great franchise in Pittsburgh is waiting and places their 2025 season in many ways in the hands of Aaron Rodgers, at least the only other seemingly viable option right now for him at present, where there is a quarterback situation into which a quarterback like Rodgers in his early 40s, without that much time left, apparently, possibly, in his career, father time tapping
TikTok
his football wrist, that could utilize somebody because the rest of their quarterback situation is too green, too young. At least this is what he had to say about not going to the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Would you ever consider playing for the Saints and making us great again? Because, you know.
No. That's the answer.
That's the answer.
All right, next question.
It's no. No, I've played there a couple times, but no. The answer is no. I'm too old. I don't want to live in Louisiana.
Okay.
All right. And there's cross the Saints off the list.
And that city, I might add.
Oh, the whole state.
Yeah. Yeah, you did say Louisiana.
All right.
And another thing, Vonnegut.
That's the truth. So
so there's that. Okay. So it's either Steelers or retirement or wait around and what? And see if there's another if there's another situation that could suit him. I don't know.
Yeah, great follow-up by the kid, though, because the Saints do go to Chicago this year. So,
you had to rule it out.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
Well, the Saints go to Chicago, and he said there's a team that's going to be in Chicago
this
year.
That's why the Saints were still...
Right, so they're still on the board.
Still on the board.
Until,
okay.
It's a process of elimination.
You know what I mean? That's just reporting.
Just that off.
Well, I mean, do we have the Bears schedule? We could put up the rest of the Bears schedule to see what he's...
Which team needs a quarterback still.
You know, we could just process of elimination. You know what I mean? We're just assuming it's Pittsburgh. And again,
Minnesota.
You know, with Rodgers, we don't know. You know, if we have the Bears, there it is. Okay, so Minnesota. No, there you go.
I think they're good.
He knocked on that door.
I think.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Hey, what do you think, TJ?
Come on. Come on. Stop it.
The Giants.
I mean,
the Giants.
You know.
Well, there's Pittsburgh. Cleveland.
Well, they don't have a
Green Bay. I mean, that door, I think, is closed because...
Yeah, that's sealed shut.
Again, the number of Packers fans I ran into at the draft that were all like, love the guy. Can't wait to have him back here when he's retired. We'll have a night for him. It'll be awesome. We will cheer for him then. But right now, we are loving love. I lost track. And there's Detroit.
Love is all you need.
Okay. There's Detroit. No, Wood doesn't need him. It kind of looks like there's only Pittsburgh and New Orleans. And New Orleans just left town. There's Slim and none. And Slim left town.
All right.
So there's that.
Tick-tock.
But in all seriousness.
We're not being serious?
Well, we are. Does he really need to be in right now?
No.
You know what I mean? Does he really need to be in right now, other than the fact that you're a leader, you're a quarterback, you're a face of a franchise, you have one of the most dynamic franchises in the history of the sport sitting there waiting on you, which doesn't really look good for them. But does it matter? Again, when the Pittsburgh Steelers show up in MetLife to take on the team, radio audience, we're showing a photograph of him as a Jet quarterback, will we be talking about, well, that throw wasn't completed because he didn't have enough time with them in May and June? Is that what we're talking about? Or we're going to be talking about, well, the protection broke down, this guy dropped a ball?
I heard once
in all seriousness,
anything that's not about football should be left out, right? Didn't he famously say that? So he's just all about everything other than football right now.
Well, he's all about living his life as he can.
The football season isn't very long.
There's lots of time to do that. Every
stuff.
Other starting quarterback for the team that they're on, or every other starting quarterback that could be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, are all in buildings when it's time to be in a building right now. And again, very un-Steelers-like to just be as unsettled as it possibly can be, unless he's literally told these guys, I'm coming. Don't pay any attention to any of this stuff.
Then why hasn't that leaked yet?
Because nothing leaks in Rodgers' life.
And the Steelers stay pretty trapped.
But the Steelers end, that could get out.
But you don't want to antagonize the guy whose basket you've allowed all the eggs to be placed.
You do if you want him to show up.
Ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
At some point, if you want him to arrive.
Well, that's a good way to make sure he doesn't arrive.
At some point, you need a quarterback.
That's what's up right now. That's the current state of affairs the Tuesday after Memorial Day for the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback room. But Rodgers basically said, I'm coming, and told everybody in New Orleans, I'm not going there, and told everyone in Pittsburgh, if you're afraid of me going to New Orleans, that ain't happening. And we appreciate Mike Studd for giving him the forum.
Big Mike Studd.
The Rich Studd Show is going to be rolling on right now with Frank Isola is going to be joining us next. He's got the great Sirius XM NBA radio Step and Repeat behind him. And you know what we should do? Should we give him points for what he says?
Yeah, for sure.
Since Around the Horn's not there anymore, and I'm from Staten Island like Tony Reale, I mean, we should just give him points for good answers and freeze him at some point?
We could freeze him at some point. Okay. Yeah.
Frank Isola, everybody. Let's go. Be joining us next. The Knicks are alive. They took two shots in Madison Square Garden, and they're still alive. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game-changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Hey there, travelers. Kaylee Cuoco here. Sorry to interrupt your music. Great artist, BT Dubs. But wouldn't you rather be there to hear it live? With Priceline, you can get out of your dreams and into your dream concert. They've got millions of travel deals to get you to that festival, gig, rave, soundbath, or sonic experience you've been dreaming of. Download the Priceline app today, and you can save up to 60% off hotels and up to 50% off flights. So don't just dream about that trip. Book it with Priceline.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Congratulations to John Halliburton. I believe Charles Barkley's table pounding and Tyrese Halliburton's play combined together have caused the NBA to let him back in the building. But he's going to be in his suite. He will be in his suite.
Yeah, suite only.
Which means he's not allowed on the floor. And that has been, I believe Shams confirmed this, right?
Yep.
That he's going to be back. So he can have his his flag, his Tyrese Halliburton flags, hey, all
that,
he wants.
That suite life is nice, though.
He can wave. Yeah, by the way, is that like a minimum security prison? Is that what it is?
It's like the one in Goodfellas where they get the steaks and the cheese and the bread.
Slice the onions
really.
And the garlic.
Yeah, right?
You know, is that what it's
nice
like?
Yeah, nice and thin.
That's what it's like. It's one of those club feds. Like, is that the NBA's version of club fed? You're still penned in, but man, enjoy the dessert cart.
I was about to say,
that comes
by. Dessert cart's anything like
Staples.
Crypto, whatever you want to call it.
Second to none, man.
You know what? Whenever those come by, I think whoever gets like a candy apple.
Oh,
what are you doing?
That's. You know what I mean?
It's low on the power rankings.
Don't you think? Right.
Yeah, it's
like
low.
On a dessert cart?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, literally, that dessert cart might be like the 12th wonder of the world.
It is.
It goes Andre the Giant, then China, and then a couple other things.
The Great Wall of China you're talking about.
No, the Wrestler China.
And
the Wrestler China.
That's the wonder of the world is I believe a Great Wall is an actual wonder of the world.
Yeah, I think that's before Andre.
Oh, I see.
It's like seven.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, Andre's eight.
Yeah. So, hey, John Halliburton. You're back.
Good on you.
You can't go down to the floor, but enjoy the chicken tenders.
Yeah, enjoy the tenders.
They might have steak up in that piece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. So that's the latest on John Halliburton. He is back on the Rich Eisen Show right now from Sirius XM NBA Radio, longtime NBA chronicler of the sport. Frank Isola back here on the program. Good to see you, Frank. How are you?
Rich, what's up? How are you?
I just wanted the most New York I can get, Frank. That's all I wanted. So here we are. Good to chat with you. How are you? Good to see you.
Good. I like the story about John Halliburton. I feel, you know, he can't be on the court, only in the suite. To quote Tony Soprano's mom, "Oh, poor you, only in the suite." Aw, too bad. I'll tell you what. If I'm him,
yeah.
If he wants to confront somebody, go after like Tyler Kolek after the game. Leave like guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo alone. Go after like the smaller guys
instead
of the big guys.
He served his time, right? Now his son is two wins away from the NBA Finals, and it looked like he was going to be three, but the Knicks just did it again, which has come back from 20 down. What do you think the Knicks did in game three that is something they can replicate to try and make it to the NBA Finals after all? Frank.
Yeah, well, you know, Karl Anthony Towns is making $50 million a year, so it's not like you're expecting him to score 20 points in a fourth quarter, but he's certainly more than capable of scoring 4 points in the first three quarters. So I think that'll be a big part of it. I think, you know, with Jalen Brunson being in foul trouble, the Knicks defensively were a lot better in that fourth quarter. And then when Jalen came in, he does what he usually does, and he hit a big shot with the score tied at 98. I would expect a lot more out of Indiana. We saw it twice with Boston. They go up by 20 at home. Look at how they perform once they got that lead. They let their foot off the gas. I felt that was true of Indiana. I thought their offense was terrible in that fourth quarter. They scored 20. They scored as many as Karl Anthony Towns did. So the Knicks are still in a pretty good position, because if anything that they've shown us during this playoff run that they're on is that they could be physically and mentally tough on the road and win games, and that's what they're going to need tonight in Indianapolis.
So is it a fair criticism we hear all the time about Tom Thibodeau that he basically hates his bench and he overplays his starters? And the first two games of this series was an exact example of that. And Brunson sitting in game 3 for as long as he did basically showed that if the Knicks actually get some help from the bench, they can win this thing. Is this a fair criticism of Thibodeau, Frank?
I don't think it is from this standpoint. You know, number one, every game takes on a life of its own, so everything's going to be different. And, you know, they were up 9 with 58 seconds to go in game 1. At that point, I don't think anybody's saying, you know what, they probably could have used their bench a lot more in this game. That was a freak show. Indiana needed 20 things to go right in the final 5 minutes of that game to even have a chance to tie, and 20 things went right. So game 1 is a freak show, just like game 2 was for the Knicks against Boston, just like game 2 was for the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Indiana Pacers. And I think if you look at the last game, he went to the bench because guys were in foul trouble. But, you know, Deuce McBride is going to play a lot in this game with Mitchell Robinson starting, or game 3, I should say. Josh Hart, you know, still played over 30 minutes. And even last night, you look at, you know, Oklahoma City, they essentially played 7-8 guys. Same thing with Minnesota. So everyone likes to get to a point where they want to play their best players all the time. And, you know, the one thing about the Knicks, and this is really true, because I understand Aaron Nesmith is hurt, but the one thing about these final four teams is that they've all been able to stay relatively healthy. And it just goes to show you, Rich, that there's no one way of doing it. Not one way is right and another way is wrong. Cleveland spent the entire season managing minutes, developing their bench. What happened in the playoffs? Their guys got hurt. Their bench, when they needed them, they weren't good enough. So there's no right way to do it. The teams that are doing it the right way are the four teams that are left right now in the playoffs.
Frank Isola here on the Rich Eisen Show. Free throw merchant. I didn't think I would be hearing that phrase associated with the MVP of the NBA, but we are seeing that right now with SGA in Oklahoma City, which is now up 3-1. Is that a fair criticism of what's going on with the MVP of the NBA?
I think as a viewer and from an entertainment standpoint, I'm not sure it's the most pleasing basketball to watch. It was very similar to James Harden, but if you're getting away with it, and I think it's become a much bigger deal, and I give Chris Finch a lot of credit for this. He addressed it after games 1 and game 2, really what he's doing, you know, this going back to the Phil Jackson, Pat Riley days of the Knicks Bulls series. Well, it's gamesmanship. He's just trying to plant a seed in the referee's head not to call it every time Shai Gilgeous-Alexander draws contact. Now, he was second in the league this year in free throw attempts. Giannis was first with over 700, believe it or not. My biggest issue, though, the way the game is played today, it's not just Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's Jason Tatum, Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, all the top players in the league. If ever there's contact at the rim and they miss a shot, they all have their arms extended looking at the ref saying, where's the foul? It seems like it not only happens with the superstars, happens with the next tier of players, the next all the way down to just the role players and the bench players, but Shai can get away with it. I think in the long run, it could hurt Oklahoma City because I think it's been so much talk about it that I think the referees are only human. And I think after a while, they're thinking, I can't call it every time, but he's good at drawing contact, just like Jalen Brunson is good with drawing contact and playing through the contact.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a video, I think it was shared in our text group, gents, right? Was it a high school kid driving the lane? And as the kid was driving, you saw this, Frank, right? As the kid's driving the lane in high school, he's making the body movements that you see so many pros make, that he's being fouled as he's driving and he wasn't really touched. We're seeing it at the lowest, or the lower rungs, if you will, of the sport right now. And I don't know if it's fair to associate that with SGA, but sometimes you're just seeing fouls get called and he's not even being touched. You're seeing right now.
And that's why, you know, if you came up with some kind of penalty for something like that, where the referees feel like you're a flop, I know you can get a technical. I don't want the guy to get a technical and then get kicked out of the game, but it's almost something as egregious as that, and you're really trying to deceive the officials. Maybe you give the other team a free throw. Now, I understand we could get into the whole thing of too many replay reviews, and there's far too many right now. But I do think, like, something's got to be done. But if I'm Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, right now I feel like I'm winning because I won the MVP. My team won 68 games during the regular season. I'm up 3-1 in the playoffs. I'm one win away from getting to a final. So I think for him, he probably wants everyone to talk about it. And if they make it to the finals, whether or not it's Rick Carlisle or Tom Thibodeau coaching in the finals, you know at some point it's going to come up. It'll come up in the lead up to it. And after one game, if they feel like he's getting away with a lot of calls, that'll become something that they'll want to, you know, we've seen it before with Larry Brown, Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, where they start working the league, the officials, through the media.
Yeah, I mean, let's be fair and balanced, though, Frank, right? 40 9 and 10 was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's line in game four. 40 yeah. points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists. And then if he and Jalen Williams combine for 74, good night, right? Like, who's going to beat him? Nobody. That's the end of that.
It's a great
Chet Holmgren doing his stuff, their perimeter defense, Alex Caruso, Hartenstein. My goodness. Like, they are the best team in the NBA when it comes down to it.
Those three players you mentioned, they combined for 95 points, I think it was. And I think Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle are happy. They'd rather have you talk about SGA and being a foul merchant as opposed to the two of them. They had, I think it was 6 field goals and 10 turnovers. They combined for 21 points. How are you going to win a game in the playoffs where the two best players on the other team combined for 74 points and the two best players on your team combined for only 21? And that's why it's crazy. If you look at the statistics from that game, Minnesota basically led in every statistical category, except the only one that matters is points. So good job by the bench players, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Dante DiVincenzo, for what they did. But, you know, Anthony Edwards, and I understand he didn't force things, but it needs to be better. And for Julius Randle, that's a really bad game in a huge spot where your team has a chance to tie the series at 2-2. So the two big players on Minnesota did not come through. And I think they got outscored 25-6 in the fourth quarter. Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle compared to Jalen Williams and SGA.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, if you're the Timberwolves and you were told SGA was going to have a line of 49 and 10, right? And he was only plus 5, you'd be like, okay, right? Okay. So let's talk about Anthony Edwards a little bit here. Because we're all, you know, the anointing oil's out for a lot, mentioning Michael Jordan, which is quite an anointing here. He does have some remarkable similarities on occasion.
Yes.
But you and I both know back in the day, if we're going to, and again, he's not the one saying I am the next Michael Jordan. So let's front what I'm about to say with that. If this was Michael Jordan, Oklahoma City would not have won that game last night. I mean, it's just the end of story. Yeah. And it's easy for me to say, I just want to get your 2 cents on what Anthony Edwards had to say after the game last night about his stat line and performance.
So much of your guys' playoff run to this point was big nights from you and Randle. And just how did it kind of hit you for the fact that you guys both struggled at the same time tonight?
I don't look at it like I struggled or he struggled. They had a good game plan, making us get off the ball. Especially for me, man, it was super in the gaps. I made the right play all night, so I don't really look at it like I struggled. I didn't get enough shots to say I struggled, so that might be how you guys look at it. But, yeah, I didn't struggle at all. I made the right play.
I didn't get enough shots. Get enough shots, right?
Yeah.
Like that means what? That it wasn't schemed right, or am I reading too much into that one?
Yeah, Frank. I will say this about him: for a young player, I do appreciate the fact, and this happened a couple of times in the playoffs, where he feels like, I'm the big star on the team. I'm going to take 40 shots. I don't even care if it's a fadeaway step back three with a guy in my face. I'm taking all the shots. So last night, you know, there were a couple of times where they're trying to get the ball out of his hands. He'll split the double team. He'll kick the ball out to the corner to DiVincenzo or Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and they make the shot. So I think he has a mentality, well, if they're going to keep doing this to me and they're making these shots, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put this one a little bit more on Julius Randle, but I also think you're right. It's, you know, you have to figure something out. You know, that game was tight toward the end of the game, whether it's doing something defensively, whether it's, you know, getting, you know, drawing contact at the rim and scoring, getting to the free throw line. I think that's the one thing, the next big step for Anthony Edwards, because he is a great player. And I do think when you talk about the Michael Jordan comparison, when you do look at the body type and the movement on the court, it certainly reminds me of Michael Jordan. But we know this, and I was at a lot of those playoff games. For Michael Jordan, it was all up here and another area of his body, which he was a lot better than everyone else. He just had a toughness about him where you had to destroy that guy. And that's why the Knicks, I go back to 97 with the Knicks, where they won 57 games. They beat the Bulls twice during the regular season, ended up not playing them in the playoffs because of the fight in Miami. All the Knicks players were always convinced, we could have beaten the Bulls. I always thought, you know what? You're really going to beat that guy 4 times? I just never saw it happening those last 3 years. And that's going to be a big step for Anthony Edwards. It's not just about the points and the dunks and the body type that you have. It's the mentality. It's that, you know, no matter what happens, he's going to give everything that he has. And when the dust settles after 48 minutes, he's going to be the winning player. And that was always Michael Jordan.
Let's crystal ball something, Frank, before I let you go. The Giannis's situation, crystal ball it for me. What are we going to be talking about once this season is over? What do you think?
I do find it interesting that with all this stuff out there, everything that's swirling around, that he really hasn't shot it down. I love the guy. I love the fact that he's been in Milwaukee, that he won there. But, you know, you look at the situation the Bucks are in right now. They need players. They need assets. I think if he goes anywhere, I think the team that makes the most sense is the Houston Rockets. They have the assets. You know, Houston historically has gone out and gotten these type of players, whether it was Clyde, whether it was Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, even James Harden. You know, you think about some of the connection there, Ime Udoka with Nigerian roots. You have Hakeem Olajuwon, who played there for Giannis and his family. That's a big thing. Hakeem Olajuwon, Hakeem picks up the phone and says to Giannis, why don't you try to maneuver your way to the Houston Rockets? Plus you get him out of the conference. Getting him out of the conference and getting the most assets back is a big thing. I wouldn't rule out New York, maybe more Brooklyn than the Knicks, just because Brooklyn has the assets. And as you know, Rich, you know, we do have a story of Queens. I remember talking to Giannis, interviewing him when he first came into the league at NBA All-Star Weekend. He was there for that rookie sophomore game. So maybe he was 18 or 19. And I said, have you ever heard of a story of Queens? And he like looked at me like, of course, I'm from Greece. Everyone's heard of Astoria, Queens. For people who don't know, I mean, that's one of the largest Greek communities in the U.S. So I think that would be a big deal to him. But if I'm betting right now, I put 51% he stays with Milwaukee. I'll put 45% that he ends up with Houston. And whatever the rest would be, I'll put that on one of the New York teams.
Before I let you go, Frank, I do want to ask you about a long time run for Around the Horn on ESPN that came to an end last week. How many of those shows did you do? Did you have a number? How many?
I ended up doing 905, but that does not include filling in as a host. So I would think I might have made it to like 9:30. It used to be funny. Everyone would ask me about winning.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't get paid extra if you won. I never cared. I said, I want to be like the lefty middle reliever out of the bullpen. I only care about appearances. Why do I care? What do I care if I would? Most of the time, I didn't have anything good to say at the end. If I did have something, there were times when I wanted to win. But the wins weren't the big thing. For me, it was the appearances. When I first started, you know, it was funny. In 2012, I'm at the Olympics in London. I'm sitting next to Bob Ryan. It's his last full-time assignment for the Boston Globe. It was covering the gold medal game between the U.S. and Spain in basketball. I got to sit next to him a year later. I'm doing the show with him. So that was really cool. It was a lot of fun to do that show. You know, when everyone's busting chops, it was great. Now I got to look for a new gig. Maybe I'll join you. You know, you and I grew up as Jet fans, so maybe we got a connection. Yeah, sure. You're Staten Island. Tony Reale was Staten Island. Maybe it's only natural.
Absolutely. You got a good moment. Your favorite moment in the history of the show for involving you, Frank. You got a good moment. Anything?
I mean, they did let me bring my dog on once, which I think was pretty cool. I kind of like the time when I went off on all the people that ride bikes in New York City, the electronic bikes. And the scooters, and they ride on the sidewalk. They ride the wrong way. In fact, somebody just got hit the other day. It's crazy. But I kind of was calling out all the people on bikes. New York, we're not Amsterdam, you know, over in Holland. We're not Portland, Oregon. Like, I get it's a great thing. You can't ride a bike in New York City. It's too dangerous for everybody involved.
It's rough and tumble. I agree. Yep. But nothing like a line that was said, or, you know, did you ever, you know, was it Woody Page related? Anything?
Well, he was definitely a piece of work. It's what I found funny about the show, and I talked about this on the last one I did.
Yeah.
I think that they brought me on like to be the obnoxious New Yorker, which, as you know, Rich, I'm not.
I know.
And it was funny that I was kind of like, everyone thought I would be busting chops, and I did it a lot. But most of it, I got most of the abuse on the show. And a lot of it came from the host, but a lot of it came from the women on the show, whether it was Jackie McMullen, Mina Kimes, all these like women were the ones crushing me nonstop. And everyone would always say, man, so-and-so doesn't like you. And for the most part, I guess in some ways they did. But I really enjoyed that part of it, that they felt like you do. I mean, the last time I was on here, you were destroying me. I think it was about flying first class. You know, I think that to me, that's, I took that from them as a little love tap. That's all. That's all it was.
Of course. That's all it is, Frank. Yeah. Thanks for the time. We'll have you back on when the NBA Finals hits. If you're up for it.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Thanks, Rich, pal.
Thanks a lot, and congrats.
Thanks, pal.
Talk to you.
That's Frank Isola, everybody, right here. Starting lineup, Sirius XM NBA Radio. All right. I don't know, man. If the Knicks don't make the finals, right, would they blow it up for Giannis?
They should.
Okay. I don't know who those pieces are, right?
Doesn't matter. Figure it out.
My only concern is what Frank just said about Astoria, Queens. Because there's a big difference between one part of New York City and Queens. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a whole new situation when you go to Queens, where if you've been acquired by a team, you know, on that part of the city in the borough.
That's your man's right there.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's what I heard the other day, you know, from the manager of the Mets making excuses for the $765 million guy who's playing, you know, like a 250 hitter.
33 and 21.
Right. So
this is a team game, right?
No, I understand. Chris, I understand.
33.
So, team game.
For him to say, you know, hey, and you're 21. Thinking, if you're thinking Manhattan, right? Or Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn.
If it's so great, move back there.
You're thinking about Queens.
You don't even like it that much.
Queens left. It's like a different country. It's going to make it such an out of body experience. Like, just say if you've been working in the Bronx and then you start working in Queens. Oh my God. Like, you need an interpreter.
A passport. Right? Don't forget that. Well, that's to get to,
yeah, I mean,
that's to get to Staten Island.
Oh, my
you need a passport.
God. Like, it'll discombobulate you. It's totally a different experience. So I'd be concerned about that.
Yeah.
If I was Giannis.
Yeah.
And the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, if you're got your heart set on one part of the city, or you go to Queens. My God.
First of all, you act just like these boroughs aren't different.
Go see Coming to America.
Right.
Yeah. That happened in Queens. And I mean, that's like a fish out of water.
And I got friends in the Bronx, and they don't like each other. It's two different spots.
I understand
spots.
That. I mean, but it'll totally mess up your career.
I mean, look, you love New York.
That's
so
what I'm taking away. I didn't. I never leave. No,
yeah,
you never leave.
You live here. You're LA kid.
Oh, I am 100% living in this state the rest of my life. As far as I can see right here.
You put on a sweater. You are no longer New York affiliated. Oh, no. So let's move on.
No, I'm New York affiliated, sir.
Are you, though?
Yeah, I am.
I don't know. They don't claim you.
Nice try.
They don't claim you.
Nice try.
It's still an Eisentown.
It is an Eisentown. I agree.
It's not a Mets.
Thank you, Mike.
It's not a Mets town.
And I appreciate a guy from Jersey saying that.
See?
Thank you.
Nasser right. Feel differently about Queens.
Let's take a break here, guys. Let's take a break. There is an NBA story that is out there. And what's not out there is apparently Luka's gut.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Real quick, do you want to ask Method Man before he goes your question that you ask everybody about my hometown?
No. I give you grief. Okay, look, now when people say, hey, I'm going to visit New York City, they don't mean visit Staten Island. So do you think Staten Island is really part of New York City?
You know what? I just went through this with somebody. I definitely went through this with somebody on Twitter, and they were like, you know, that's not even really New York. One of the 5 boroughs, okay?
See, it's not a vacation destination of New York City. No one's going to Staten Island. You know what I'm saying?
But if you check, for one, Staten Island is the highest point on the Eastern Seaboard.
True.
First of all.
Okay.
And second, we have the most. Well, let's put it this way. Date night, Staten Island is tops to go for date night because we have the most restaurants in New York City.
That's right.
Holler at your boy. Yeah.
Yes. It's about food and love. Staten Island.
Oh, and football. Because Curtis Warriors won the whole thing last year. Okay. 12-0. Went to the big one.
That's right.
Won that game at Yankee Stadium.
Brought the title home to New York City.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
And I won my fantasy football yesterday.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Congratulations. What's the name of your fantasy football team?
Supreme Clientele.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Supreme Clientele took it down. Oh. By the way, that whole Staten Island chat could not have gone any better than the way I hoped.
Of course, there's no pushback when Method Man is being so... deliberate.
Yes. Not going to argue with
him. No, I understand you're not going to argue with Method Man. By the way, he hasn't come back since, so I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Maybe that's my
fault. I want him to holler at your boy.
Yeah.
I understand the pushback of like, hey, we've got the highest point on the Eastern Seaboard, which is true. Toad Hill is that spot. Paul Castellano used to live atop Toad Hill.
What happened to him?
He got a steak one night.
Yeah, that's
he went out for a steak.
Yep.
Come back.
Yeah. And then date night, because you take the ferry ride.
Right.
You know, I had one of the worst date nights of my life
yours
on the ferry.
Yours didn't go well?
Nope.
Yeah, yours didn't go well.
So, I mean, there's some pushback.
Yeah,
I understand there's some pushback.
Sure.
You know, I mean, but it's not like another world like Queens is. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's literally its own island.
Woo. It is its own island.
So that's like another world, you know?
Four bridges connect it with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Three to New Jersey, one to Brooklyn.
Do we need all those bridges?
We do.
Yeah,
it seems trust
like,
me.
It seems like one each would work.
No.
No.
Come on, man.
No.
I mean, Staten Island, I think, is now over 400,000 residents.
Whoa.
I mean, that's one. If you just removed it from the city, it would be one of the largest cities in the United States.
492,000.
Man, almost a half million people. Yeah, we probably need a fifth bridge, pal. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people.
So, you ever been to Staten Island, TJ?
Once or twice.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent most of my time in actual New York.
Queens?
Like Manhattan.
Queens?
Queens? New York.
Queens? Yeah.
New York.
Jamaica, Queens, to be specific.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want them cats hearing you talk this mess.
Wow.
Queens cats don't
what
play.
Mess? It's you not any mean? Mess. Queens is its
saying.
Own world.
Just same Fitty.
It's its own world.
Fitty's from Queens, from Jamaica.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Fitty, it's an anniversary today.
It is.
I haven't spoken about the Lakers in a while.
Why would you?
Well, I mean, they went out. You know,
I mean,
in a blaze of
free zone,
in a blaze of non-glory. Our neighbors from down the street, a lot of folks are wondering what they can do to improve matters. We had Rich Paul on here before, and he was basically non-committal and saying that he and LeBron have yet to talk about his future. We're assuming LeBron stays, right, to be teamed up with Luka for the rest of his Laker days. Potentially playing days.
We assume Lucas stays.
And the question of what we're, you know, wondering is how do the Lakers fix the issue down underneath the basket in the paint? How do they fix matters once somebody potentially gets by Luka or LeBron on the perimeter? There's no rim protectors. There's nobody down low. And the Lakers apparently have acquired two new individuals or entities to help. And it appears from what we saw over the weekend, they have acquired Ozempic and Mounjaro. They can inject an instant energy unless Luka is just doing it the old fashioned way. Diet,
I've
working it out.
Smoothies, baby.
Because... Or is the Laker jersey just baggy?
It's definitely
baggy. The T-shirt that's underneath his jersey, I don't know.
You can see in his face. His face is a lot thinner.
Yeah.
That's kind of the first indication that someone's dropping a few LBs.
Okay, so he appeared at a Real Madrid contest, apparently. Is that what I'm told? Something like that? I don't know. Well, he appeared somewhere over the weekend. And he looks great. Looks different. A lot of people were saying 15 LBs.
Whoa.
Different. Ooh. So there he is. Mm. Luka Doncic doing the LA thing.
I don't like that.
Is he going to wear like a Whole Foods logo? Is that going to show up?
To Air One?
Is it an Air One?
Yeah, it might be an Air One situation.
Because, you know, you flip that the other way around and, you know, that's nowhere, which is, you know, where the Lakers wound up.
Oh, you know.
But Erwan could potentially. This moment is definitely gone. You know what I mean? Like Michael Finley taking the beer out of his hands with his dad standing right there. Like, I'll be Pops. And the dad just watching it happen. And there it like, goes. Okay, I can't believe just, that happened. And what a symbol that was for the end of his relationship with the Mavericks. So apparently, you know, we're not super. You know, he became Supermax.
You think he stays here in town?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Dude.
He doesn't have to.
I understand that. But you're the face of the Lakers living in Southern California.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well, I mean, we all read social media. Apparently, a lot of people, not everybody loves California. I'm just saying.
I'm aware of that.
A whole lot of people who apparently, and they've never been here, most of them, hate it here. So, you know, I guess there's a chance.
There's a lot ascribed to our way of living out here that is untrue.
I love it.
So.
Same.
I don't know, but he definitely has lost poundage in 3 weeks? A month?
Like a month.
Yeah, a month.
There's no question about it, man.
Maybe he's juicing. Juice diet.
I understand what you're saying.
Not steroid.
Clearly, he's gotten smaller.
Like a juice
which
diet.
Which is the...
It's going to help the Lakers defend the rim.
Ladies and gentlemen, Luka looking great. That's the headline.
Man, they're just going to end up getting Giannis somehow, right?
How?
Nah. Is that where this is headed?
I don't think that's even
the only way the Lakers wind up with Giannis. The only way the Lakers wind up with Giannis.
They didn't give up anything to get him.
The Knicks wind up with Giannis is if Giannis says, I want to go there. You heard what Frank Isola said earlier this hour. Houston is the spot because they have the assets. They've got players they can send back now. They've got capital that can be sent back now.
Yeah.
And that's why Oklahoma City was discussed as a viable option.
Yeah.
But not now. Not now. If they wind up shy, I don't know how they wind up shy right now, looking at the way that they're playing right now.
I don't either. But even if you win, why wouldn't you try to add him?
Because it would change what they're doing right now. Why would you mess with anything? Of course it would. Anytime you add anybody, doesn't matter how incredible they are, it takes time. It takes... You know,
I don't care.
Chemistry
even
or
if they
like
sweep
that.
The finals, they should still try to add him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How many times am I going to go back to this same well?
How many you times might be am I right?
Gonna, what? The, don't trade for Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be like 20-40, but
I don't know, pal. If you win the championship, you're going to be like, well, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and get somebody who we think is going to make us what? Champions? For longer?
Yeah.
What, dude, if you've got like, SGA and Jalen Williams combining for 74.
Yeah, and then you add Giannis and the three of you combine for 120.
Yeah, but think about all you'd have to lose.
You would have to give one of them up. Come on now. You think the
trade Chet, see ya. Thanks, man.
All right, so Chet's gone. Jalen Williams is probably gone.
Four number ones. One of the Jalen Williamses. And that gets it done.
Mm-hmm.
chemistry, though, man. That team, the pH balance on that team is very high.
It is great.
The chemistry.
Add a little Greek yogurt, and I think you're fine.
The pool looks nice.
Just saying, they got it. You can't mess with chemistry sometimes, bro. And
you're talking about if they had Giannis, they're a potentially 75-win team. They could go 16-0 in the playoffs.
I'm not saying don't do it, but they're going to lose a lot of members from this team that have made them good.
No, it's all assets. They have like 12 first-round picks in the next 5 years. All of those. Bye.
Thanks in part to your team.
Part? We're not the only ones, though.
I know. You're not alone. You're not alone.
I think no matter what happens, you explore this 100%.
Oh, yeah. You have to. Everyone should be on the phone.
Ricky Smiley in hour number two, and you in Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. The Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.